paragraph Yud Aleph, Nishmat, this is an appendix. Gam Ikara Hamachloikes Hubabachinas Mokoim. The whole concept of arguments and disagreements is related to space and place. Sheshom Yesh Gvul Umokoim Yuchod L'chol Echad V'Echad. Because within Mokoim, each and every single person needs his own space, right? When we're functioning, when we're operating within Olam Hazeh, within this world, let's say, which is described as Mokoim, so every body and everything, a tree, needs its own space. You take two trees, two perfectly healthy, gorgeous saplings, and you plant them right next to each other, and you're going to get two dead pieces of wood. Why? Because you didn't give them their space. You didn't give them enough space for them to, for their roots to spread out, for them to do their thing. Every single thing in this world needs its space. Va'oz shayach machlekes. When you're operating within Mokoim, now, hey, amen, you're standing, you're in my space. We're learning Baba Basrana, Cheska Sabatim. What's it all about? My field, your field, my field, you're on my land. One person wants to go into the other guy's boundaries. That's the source of all conflict in the world. It seems to each and every one of them that the other one wants to go into his boundary. 2 days ago, the news in Eretz Yisrael, Rachmona Litzlan Lo Yaleinu, up north, that the Lebanese army, Yamach Shemom Vezichrom, opens fire on two Israeli soldiers who are doing nothing, who are fixing the fence. There were some branches on the tree that were sticking out, that were blocking their view, so they brought in a crane to cut the branches down, and that was an excuse for snipers to knock off, to murder two men. Husbands, this one has four kids, this one has this. This is the jungle that this is Olam Hazeh. This is what we're living in. This is the pasuk that says that the sheet is too short from being able to cover, you know, what it has to cover. As the pasuk says, I don't have enough room, too tight. But when you're dealing in that ballpark called muet machzik samaruba, a little bit that can contain a lot, and especially if you're able to go still higher to that place called Lamala Miyamokoim, above space, Shom Ein Shum Gvul Umeitzer. There are no boundaries, no constrictions, Ve'ein Shayach Shom Machloikes Klal. And there's no concept of conflict. Ve'chein Omer Rabbi Seinuzal, and we also have this unbelievable quote from the Gemara. This is one of the most famous quotes. Kad havarechimton aziza. When two like each other very much, apusya de safsira, on the blade of a sword, they can sleep together. There's room for the both of them. You hear this? The sword. Remember, what's a sword? A sword is machlaikis. La tachera mispapeches. The sword is, I kill you, you kill me. We'll kill each other, right? The sword is machlekes. The Torah says when people like each other, that there's enough room for the both of them on the blade of a sword. Ki ho b'ho talya, because these two are tied into each other. Machlekes, the gashmias hamokoim. Conflict, the more physical a place is, the more gashmi it is, the more conflict there's going to be. There are people who think that they're rich. They're not going to buy a house with 5 rooms. They're going to buy a house with 15 rooms. So everyone's going to get along perfectly. There ain't going to be no problem at all. Everyone has space. And then they come to a place in Me'er Shearim where you have a family that has 12 children and one bedroom, a living room. And they see the kids playing with each other and laughing. They're getting along. And they can't believe that. How is this humanly possible? Mm-hmm. How could it possibly be that in my house, where we have 7,000 square feet and everybody has their own room, each kid's room is as big as that whole apartment, And yet they find things to argue. Each one, the world isn't big enough for the two of them. The house, the neighbor, the city, the country ain't big enough. They're killing each other. And how could it be that these kids that grow up in nothing, no space at all, how could they possibly not be fighting with each other? This is the secret. The more spiritual, the more your values are the right kind of values. Your values are the Torah, Hashem, Yiddishkeit. The more you'll be able to operate perfectly in a small space, and it won't feel small at all. It'll be perfectly, it's big enough. That everything is big enough and everything's good enough. Ulehefech, so machlekes and gashmias go hamokim go together. Ulehefech shalom ubitul hamokim im kliim zebozeh. And peace and eliminating the concept of space are tied to each other. Machlekes and gashmias go together, and shalom and lamalam yamokim go together. And therefore, by that tree, shehu lemala miyamokim, which is above the concept of space, shom hasholoim hanifla. That's where you have this wondrous peace. V'cholzman shoyu rechoykim eilon, so long as they were far from the tree, so long as they couldn't find the tree, lo yehoya hasholoim shebishleimus. Bishleimus. They were constantly arguing and fighting. That's why they were always disagreeing and they couldn't figure out the way to get to the tree. And when they were zeche to put in the effort to work on themselves, to have each person look in a mirror and say, whoa, 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 instead of fighting with him, let me fight with myself. Let me see if I can conquer myself first. And then we'll see who else I want to conquer. If we're talking about conquest and conquering, let me conquer me first. To conquer my Yetzirah. V'litroich ad shehoyu lehem hamidois shel hoilon, until they were zeicha to achieve the qualities of the tree, which were the emuna, the yira, the anova, then nimshach aleim kedushas hoilon, then they drew upon themselves the holiness of the tree, v'nimshach aleim shalom, and they drew upon themselves peace, v'tekef hiskimu kulam ledas achas, and then suddenly they all saw eye to eye. They were all in perfect agreement. They all perfectly agreed lechavein derech emes in terms of, and came up with the true path to get to that tree. Uboel hoilon, and they came to the tree al yedei habal hachatoitrois, through the tzaddik, the hunchback, sheheviim l'sham, who brought them there. V'shom zochu letachlis hasholem hamufla. And there they were zochu to the ultimate, ultimate peace. Ashreinu that we have a Rebbe like Rabbeinu Zal and a student like Rabbi Nosson Zal who understood Yiddishkeit to the highest degree that it can be understood and who are able to bring it to us so that every single one of us, if we want, any person who wants to look at these forum honestly, is shown the clearest possible explanation of life. I remember I mentioned this many times. Rabbi Pinchas Teitz, Zichron Avrocha, had the privilege of spending quality time with him in Ukraine, and he shared a lot of his thoughts on Yiddishkeit and everything. And one of the special things that he said to me was, he said, the Torah is called Eitz Chaim, a tree of life. He said to me, how do you teach that? So I knew he had something to say. He said, I'll tell you what I say. I say, if you want to know the best commentary on Torah, if you want to know how to be able to understand the Torah best, live. Live. Come into this world, live. You know, do and keep your eyes open, and you will see every word of the Torah come to life. You'll see everything the Torah tells you to do, and it tells you not to do, and what you'll be able to. That'll be your greatest explanation and interpretation of the Torah. That'll be your greatest validation of the Torah. It'll be living. And he said, if you want to know what's the best explanation on life, what's the best interpretation of life, the Torah. Anything we all, how many people are suffering? How many people are suffering today by watching all the conflict all around them? And they don't know why? When is this going to stop? How is this going to stop? But, and here Rabbeinu Zal told it all from beginning to end. He explained how this started, how this originated, what it's all about, and what we need to do to correct it. And he spoke about working on these four things, especially Emunah, Yira, Anova, and Emes. That the more a person will work on these attributes, these four attributes, which are the roots of the tree and the trunk of the tree. And Rabbeinu Zal gave us different examples. Rav Nosson Zal gave us different examples of him. And especially this mitzvah of being zeicher to write a Sefer Torah or to complete a Sefer Torah. Baruch Hashem, we're living in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, Bali Ayin Hara. My guess is that today, for sure, a week doesn't go by, I would say, that there isn't a Sefer Torah, a new Sefer Torah completed, possibly in Yerushalayim. I'm not just saying in Eretz Yisrael. Bali Ayin Hara, you walk the streets, especially in Geula, Mei Hashorim, on Shabbat, you see every day Sefer Torah being written here, donated here, donated. Besides how many Sefer Torahs, Kanayin HaHor are being shipped off to Chutz Laaretz, the shuls there, bought here, and say, you know, all we should be zeich, each and every one of us, to have a share in this mitzvah, especially of writing a Sefer Torah, and in all the other mitzvahs that accomplish this tikkun. And we should be zeich in our community to have the shalom that Rav Nosson Zal says here. If you feel you don't have enough room, it means you're in Gashmi. The minute you'll take a step up, you'll lift off a little, and you'll bring yourself a little closer to Hashem, space will not be a problem. You will not feel constricted. And so long as you're into Gashmi, there will never be enough room for you. You will never have enough room. If we give you a city, if we give you the whole world, it will not be enough for you, Chas v'Shalom. Shbizoicha to live by this standard and bizoicha to a real Chaim Tovim.